Ladies and gentlemen, we have an absolute treat tonight. An absolute treat. Look at these guests I have. Do you have enough room?
Hello.
Yeah.
Hi.
All right. Very nice to meet you. We're getting set up.
I feel like I'm looking at the end of a barrel.
I feel like you're exactly where you belong. Right in the middle of us.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome. Beautiful Saturday. Are you doing okay?
Yep.
Okay, I'm already,
He's tickled sweating.
Yeah, that was a good joke.
Dakota's here. Sean,
oh,
what's going
Dakota.
On?
Hi, Dakota.
Dakota, for you. Jimmy Glass, what is going on? Hello. Scott Harrington, Michael Sowers, what is going on?
Ooh, Jimmy.
We have a... beautiful list of guests here today. You're just so beautiful. Natterdays, yes. Okay, so we don't have an agenda as per usual. Cheers. Don't suck your teeth at me like that.
Oh, it wasn't you, it was her.
Sooner or later, you'll realize I only come over here for one reason. And that's to make beautiful little Puerto Rican babies.
Do you want to hold your son? Or?
Nah, leave him down there. He's fine. He's fine.
We do have a baby here who I don't think is going to cry because he's super happy.
Yeah, he'll be fine.
Pretty chill until he gets hungry.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about what we got done today on the Jeep real quick before we start diving into dumb shit.
Okay.
What did you, you came over. You brought a bunch of tools.
I got.
You just came to bring the tools. We are working on the YJ. For those of you that don't know, finally... We got light brackets made and welded.
Yes.
We did a little bit.
You're saying a bunch of we. You did that.
I did that part.
Yeah.
You did a little frame modification.
Yep.
Yep.
Just a little bit of support.
Yep. Capped off some ends. Well, started to cap off some ends.
I made you a bitchin' little slab of metal that you could throw on your new...
On my table
Justin,
that I made.
It's a fully finished table.
It's almost finished. God. But Trevor's busting my balls, says we weren't actually working. Okay.
Well, that's not true.
Maybe we had a couple beers, but
define
that has
work.
Nothing to do with anything.
I've never showed up to work sober in 32 years, so...
What's up, Greg? Like it says in the description, if you guys have questions or topics... Lamb chop, do you want to scoot in a little bit
maybe
more?
Maybe I just turn my phone on, and then I can see the questions, too.
Okay, that works.
That's why I asked you if you had a phone charger down here.
No, I do not. Everything's plugged in over here.
Such a hassle with you all.
Sorry.
The time.
So, you want to turn it down?
Really?
No, I do not.
That far behind?
Yes.
Yeah, it's like 10 seconds. Or something like that.
That's why I get really upset when you don't respond to me immediately.
On the live, yeah.
I'm in the bathtub, and I'm like, yo, I said hi like 5 minutes ago. In between satellite internet and this lag, this is bullshit.
Yeah, it's a big lag. It's Sean bullshit. Little says, here, talk about how nice read. It must be.
Oh, Hadley's talking.
Hadley's
oh,
talking.
Oh, no, he's just watching.
Oh, he's just
talking.
Watching.
Creeper.
Trevor has a really good question, actually. Hey, what's up, Hadley? He says, I want to know Lamb Chop's humble welding beginnings.
Oh, shit. Biker build-off, man. Well, two things. Biker build-off, and then I was hanging out with a bunch of dudes like Scott Rofflo and Keith Stollard and a bunch of dudes in Stafford, and they were, like, doing cage work and stuff like that, and I was like, this is amazing. And they were like, yo, you should see this buggy on Pirate called Dirty Girl.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at it, and I... fucking fell in love.
It's like, a beautiful buggy.
I fell in love with the build thread, and that started it all. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I have to learn how to do this. Excuse me. I have to learn how to do this. And I bought a little buzz box from Tractor Supply, mm-hmm. like a little green one, and quickly realized you can't weld aluminum to steel and that kind of shit. And I decided I wanted to go to welding school. Started at Nova.
When was this? What year?
Oh, God.
How old were you? You old fuck.
2006. And then did Nova for a while and then went back to Louisiana to do, like, pipe welding and, like, big boy,
mm-hmm.
like, welding, not right. fabrication, just, like,
oh, we're going to climb into an air duct and weld some crazy shit.
Yeah.
Did that. Finished that program, came back, finished Nova, like, for sheet metal and, like, all that kind of stuff.
Like, certifications and stuff?
Excuse me again? And when I finished Nova, hit the ground running. Started at a shop in Warrenton, and,
Sean knows who you're talking about. He said, no shit, Dirty Girl is the fucking shit.
Yeah, so yeah. That's Mr. Hadley's buggy.
Mm-hmm.
That's the guy we talk about. Hadley and Mr. Jason Washburn built that.
And Hadley will be here tomorrow.
Literally, both of those two guys are my Jesuses in fabrication. Like, if Jesus had a twin Jesus, that would be that in fabrication for me. Well, so that's literally what started it for me. And then everything else is what it is now.
And now you're just a professional that everybody loves. Michael says, I couldn't weld paper to cardboard with Gorilla Glue.
Yeah, me neither, nice. Dude. That's tricky.
I suck at gingerbread houses.
One of my first welding teachers, I'd go hand in my shit, and he'd stare at the ceiling for a little while. And he'd be like, God damn, boy, we got to do something about the turkeys in here. And I'd be like, what turkeys? And he's like, well, if it ain't turkeys, whatever it is, shitting on that plate. And I was like, God damn, dude, you could have just said it was bad. Like,
Sean said he followed that build on Pirate from the jump. Mason Converse, what's
Hello.
Up? Ashley, when is the taco eating contest that the Trap Queen will win? Wow. John also has the same question. This is a good opportunity to bring you in.
I don't know when. We just said not too long ago, today, that we need to plan it.
We need a little prep, though, because I can't do it, like, if I eat, like, shit
cold
one
turkey.
Day. Yeah, we need a little prep, like a day of not eating or something.
Wait, like, you guys aren't just going in the shit raw, though? Like, you're gonna...
I mean, we do. That's why I have three kids. But, like, for the taco thing...
Kudos. No, I'm saying, like,
we
you guys are
a little
prep.
Bit of a plan. A little bit of a plan.
I don't know. I don't feel like that's right. I feel like you guys just get fucking tacos and go fucking ham.
I didn't
that's
say, like,
true.
A week of... like.
Bobby says
I mean,
next
I feel
Saturday.
Like you started the shit, though.
It's so, I can't not skip breakfast and go in and eat it. Like, I have to have
breakfast. I mean, I guess that's fair. But I what I'm saying is I feel like we need to set a date, and then whatever happens that day happens.
Oh, yeah. I think so. I think we need to make it a thing. Like,
it's
make
just,
a little
I'm still
audience.
Upset. I'm still upset with you.
When both of us are here, we also have to plan against the nursing schedule and then the other two kids. If we can have someone babysit them,
not pretend
that's a
Melanie
plus. Tacos. Like, come on.
Yeah, so that's it. Like, we have three little ones.
So the goal for that one is just for you to eat 16 and a half or more.
Yes.
And it's for me to beat my record, my previous record.
Okay.
Which is what?
16 and a half.
So both of your goals is to beat the previous
well,
round.
No, because people were saying it was a race between us. Like,
and
I don't
it's not.
I don't win if I eat seven and she eats six. Like, we both lose.
That's what I'm saying.
The
you
whole
both
thing was
have
one
to
day
go higher than 16 and a half, right?
Right.
I forgot the conversation, but basically I said, I think I can eat more than 16 and a half.
Talking all that shit.
And then he was like, really? And I said, yes. And that's how that started.
And then you finished
and then,
with bet.
Then he said.
And I was like,
then he
oh,
was like,
oh, shit,
I can't let this bitch eat 17 tacos.
Yeah.
And then so
and
maybe
that's
he'll
when he tagged me.
Maybe he'll
and
eat
I was
19.
Like, I got you, fam. And then that's when you were like, bitch, I'll stab you with one of the knives. That
my bet is not that I'm going to out eat him when we do this. My bet is that I can eat more than 16 and a half tacos is the
but
whole thing.
No time.
An it's hour.
Just, oh, you got to do the shit
that
in
his,
an hour?
Yes,
yeah.
His
the
original
thing,
thing
was 33 or 31 in 1 hour.
Why would you do that to your body?
Exactly. That's the whole thing.
It's disgusting.
It initially,
I thought it just meant that you could just sit down and just eat.
No, of course I can eat more than 16 and a half in
no
time.
Like over days.
What's up, Terry?
No,
Jimmy said he's in
period.
On it. We're going to have a little audience. We're going to have a little party. Right?
That sounds like it smells bad. Like here?
Oh, yeah, here. For sure.
You're going to have strangers here.
Yes.
Then I won't be here for that.
Oh, okay. Well, you can watch the live then.
Yeah, in my bathtub.
Sean says, to the Trap Queen, how do you feel about your husband being the leader of a cult? And did you support him when he decided he was going to be a religious leader? She met me before all of this. I don't think this is what she signed up for.
This is definitely not. It's definitely not.
I don't like this.
I don't even know how to respond.
Can I leave? To that. Can I leave now?
Scott says, the Trap Queen needs tacos with sour cream and Angel needs to do without sour cream. No, I think going forward, we're just going to do no sour cream.
I thought that was the standard.
It was so bad.
All right, who are the dudes that
I would have
put the
never
shit?
Did with sour cream one.
The sour cream
and two.
Was so
yeah,
bad.
Yeah, it wasn't like they said.
No, Jimmy, you're not a stranger, goofy guy.
No, for the sake of when he was trying to do 31 tacos in an hour, I was like, why would he do sour cream?
I don't get it. Is it filling?
Yeah, that's just one so, more.
You know how they put sour cream on those tacos with the Colt gun? They're just like. It's too much.
So you've watched I put that on a cracker, dude.
Yeah.
Like, we put heavy cream and sour cream and a ton of shit in Louisiana. Like, yeah. That's just a thing.
There's not
it's
enough
okay
food
on
to the
it,
ratio.
But
again, I'm new to the taco thing.
It's okay to if you're going to have a taco
I
like
feel
that.
Like it would lubricate
but if you're
it
trying to do.
Down.
That's
no.
what I thought.
But you had right. beer, right?
And shots.
And yeah. I'm going to throw it up. Like, it. I don't know, man. I don't know.
Brian says, drink the Kool-Aid. Michael says, at least
so
they don't put
no
carrots in tacos like
you.
They did to the wings.
Sour cream for him.
No, I am not doing sour cream.
You're not doing? No, there's no sour cream anymore.
Not
that
for
is
this.
What made me vomit.
Are you doing soft tacos or are you doing crunchy tacos?
Crunchy.
Crunchy tacos. That makes sense.
Crunchy.
That makes sense. Because the bread.
I'm doing crunchy.
Oh,
you could
true.
Do soft
yeah,
tacos
the bread
if you want.
The bread would soak up a bunch of shit.
Yeah. Mrs. Foster is giving me shit. Yes, the strawberry Naturalite. It's not that bad. It tastes like heartburn.
Don't Ooh. Say that in front of Dakota. He'll fucking rail you for that comment.
Did you see? You didn't. I know you didn't see. Dakota got the Naturalite sticker on the side of his Toyota, like huge and big.
I did not
He's
see that.
Trying to get sponsored. Fucking deck. So yeah, what did you think since you met me before this all started? Once it started getting a little bit bigger, were you like, oh fuck?
Seven slot
or
yeah,
seven
the.
Slot. Like
okay.
when we started going to shows and shit
oh,
like
I have
that.
A super shitty joke. I will do
Go
it.
Go for it. Oh my God.
No, I'm good.
All right. So from the beginning, I remember I was at work and then.
Can I set this down?
You told
a lot
me.
Of, yeah. A lot of noise.
Yeah.
You told me about starting Seven Slot. And I was like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like, cool.
As an Instagram page.
Yes. Was it Instagram or Facebook?
It was Instagram first.
Okay. And then.
I squished my balls together.
I love her.
She's the best.
She's the best.
Then you started making shirts and stuff. I mean, I don't know.
Did you
I
just
didn't,
think
I
it
didn't...
would fizzle out?
No.
Did you think it was flavor of the month?
No.
Okay.
I thought if you're going to do it, do the damn thing. Like, don't yeah. half-ass it. And you didn't.
Whole
and...
ass one thing?
Yeah. And then, no. It was just... If ever you complained about like it not going in the direction you wanted it to mm-hmm. or like things going a little slower, it was like, what are you going to do to fix it? Right. Not.
She's been number one supporter since day one. So
not...
what's your joke? You've been holding it in. You're going to explode.
No, I was going to make a shitty slot joke. That was me being 9 years old. I do have a question, though.
Uh-oh.
So, with the whole seven slot thing.
Okay.
Have you wheeled with him?
Yeah.
How did you feel about that?
It was fine. What do you mean, how do I feel? That sounds loaded.
Sub-question.
Yeah.
When did he have a Jeep that was running?
Oh, he had his
always
TJ.
Always had to bring it in.
When we met, and yeah, and when we were in Virginia... We'd ride in his TJ all the time.
It was my only vehicle.
And this is, were you part of Nova Jeepers?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was part of Nova Jeepers.
That was the second club I was a part of.
One of my neighbors is a cop, and he's in Nova Jeepers. And he's like, are you sure I haven't seen you? And I'm like, it's not from Nova Jeepers.
That's
I guarantee that, my guy. But you are a Chantilly cop, so you've probably seen me.
So he went on, like, when we came to this area, a few rides without me, and I was, like, aware of it. And then the first meet I ever went to was a Nova Jeepers meetup.
Yes.
And then it was history from there. That's how I met most of the Jeepers and
yep.
most of the seven slot OGs.
So, like,
no, probably all of them.
When you dove into that, like, yeah. it's you like, know, go. I guess what I'm trying to say is now from the OG TJ, like, I only got to ride with him in a 2-door XJ that said Hot Rod across the windows with, like, straight pipes. That's the only Jeep we've ever, one of us owned that we rode in together. Like, going more buggy now, like, if you think that's going to be your thing? Like, are we going to, are you going
to
be out there?
I don't think she is, but
with
I
a
am,
buggy?
Yeah, I'm open to you if you wanted to come out to do that.
I was a younger woman then. So when we went to TJ, I'll say when I went wheeling with him, the first time I went wheeling wasn't really wheeling.
You hear that, guys? I do go wheeling.
We went to...
You hear that, guys? He did go wheeling.
We went to Flagpole, which is like...
That was just like a fun run, dude.
It was more to meet people, I feel like. And it was his way of... dipping my foot in the water because I had never,
instead of pushing her into the lake,
been wheeling. And it was like, oh, this is like, this is okay, this is cool. And it was just fun because of the group we were with. Then the next one was at Roush, and I was like, this is fucking fun. And
but
that's
even buggy level shit there.
And that was a good
that's
time.
That's even buggy level shit there, though.
I would have to be, like, prepared and, like, looking forward to the ride. And then,
I wouldn't say, are you scared to like, do the big shit? I'm just saying, are you prepared to do buggy shit with that idiot?
If he's with, if I'm with him, he would tone it down if I was there.
I don't think, I didn't mean, like, are you ready to do buggy shit? I meant with him.
No, you misjudge how he is I'm in the vehicle with him. He doesn't care about you.
Stop hurting my shoulder.
He doesn't care about you. He cares about me. He's not going to.
It's true.
Okay.
He doesn't
want
to put it on his fucking roof with
you
in the passenger
seat. He
doesn't
want to raise three children on his own?
Right after you pull that special knife out of my back or your back, let's just stab it into mine. Yeah. Oh, now we just some stabbed up motherfuckers.
Scott says, I was always impressed with Seven Slot and what you accomplished, thinking you were half-assing it. Now that I hear you weren't half-assing it, I am disappointed with it all. That's fair enough.
I would say there was a solid year somewhere in there where you weren't able to dedicate the time and stuff. Is that when we had Taylor, maybe?
I don't know. Everything's a blur.
Yeah. There's one year where I know you were like, F this, and then you strapped on your boots again and went balls to the wall.
I mean, still, I'd consider myself half-assing it now.
You just don't. So
I don't put out enough content. I should be doing at least one video a week, a podcast a week, two podcasts a week.
But it's not because you're being lazy. Like, when I think of half-assing,
I don't think I'm lazy.
That's what I'm saying. I think of someone who's being lazy, someone who has the time. Mm-hmm. And just elects to do something else. But Angel, like, puts too much on his plate. And then at the same time, he tries to balance being a dad, a husband. And so, yeah, Seven Slot's going to take a little bit of a hit on that. But
it's a hit I'm okay with.
He's not divorced, so...
Exactly.
I love you guys, but at the same time, you could go fuck yourself if you think he's going to go any harder on Seven Slot and then sacrifice this.
Yeah,
so,
I
won't apologize
kid time.
For that.
So, Lamb Chop just showed me some merchandise that is in the works. You want to show Michelle? Yeah, I'm super amped about... We're not going to tell you guys just yet, but
it's
pretty hilarious.
That's because
it's
my shit.
Well, I'm going to get some, too.
60-40, right?
Brian says, the wife was 6 months pregnant and went out with me wheeling, found out what was wrong with the wife. Wait, she was 6 months pregnant and
but
you
she
didn't
know?
Is that what's happening, Brian?
Yeah, that's what I got from
Mrs.
that.
Mrs. Foster said, he will if he can have a puppy. God damn no. No puppies. Jason Vanover says, more tutorials.
You think they can see
not
it?
A tutorial.
Like, if I turn my phone, you think they'd zoom in?
No, it's... That doesn't work like
somebody
that.
Somebody will pause it and zoom in. Maybe I'm going to hold it right here. And
oh, yeah. They could see it.
Did it go?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks, Foss.
That's it. That's all you get.
Scott says he knows what it is.
Who?
Scott Harrington. You
Scott
don't know
Harrington?
What it is.
You don't know a motherfucking thing.
Thank you for the support,
today,
folks.
Scott.
Sean says family first. The Trap Queen is right. Yeah. I agree. I think we're still.
He says with a big sigh afterwards.
That's not what I meant. I'm sighing because I'm fat.
I swear to God, I was gonna skate past. I was like, merchandise, my dude, merchandise.
Okay. I guess. Family first, I
guess. That's not what I meant.
And on top of that, I'm not even gonna like respond to you motherfuckers when you personally text me, Jimmy. I didn't say stranger. I said you smelly. Is fuck. Like, stop texting me. I said you smelly. I didn't say stranger. I speak funny.
You said if there's going to be strangers here, you're not coming. And that's what smelly. He was talking to.
And then we said Jimmy. Yeah.
I feel like when the kids get older, then you will have more time to.
Yeah, but I'm walking that fine line of like being upstairs. Like when I'm down here, it's all work.
Yeah.
Like when I come down here, it's work. But I can also be working upstairs, but I don't want to be upstairs, but also be working and still be down here in my mind, you know? Like if I'm sitting at the kitchen table working, yes, I'm physically sitting next to you, but.
I think if you have a lot of days where you're going balls to the wall down here doing stuff, that and you have stuff to do.
Can I beer, please?
You will compromise and you will work upstairs. But there are days where, like, if you have like a week where I'm not even paying attention.
Excuse me, guys. Excuse me, guys.
You're doing it wrong. Anyway.
You need some pointers? I'm a fucking pro.
It's not seven slots.
But yeah, so if you're like going crazy down here and you spend like the whole week down here, you will have like a day where you're like, fuck it. I'm going to spend time with you guys.
Do you have a Michelob? I'm good on that right now. I'll have another one later.
Motherfucker, you just said hand me a beer, didn't you?
Yeah. May I please have a Michelob? So dramatic. Thank you.
I wouldn't have been down there that long digging one fucking Natter Days out.
I didn't know that.
God damn, dude.
Foster is giving me shit. That's not beer. Can't ask for beer if that's what you're drinking.
Well, then don't come over and drink it. The fuck?
We should have got some whiskey.
Oh, no.
No, not for you. Oh, you can't drink whiskey.
You guys would have been fine with that.
Yes.
But, you know, I would have stolen after you went to sleep. And then the little doot-doot on the door would have been going off like 15
times. Wait, we don't have that.
Yeah, you do. It's right beside the door.
That doesn't... No, it doesn't go doot-doot. Right. It's not even on. It's not connected.
Is that all in my head?
Yes.
Wow.
You thought every time you open the front door... Like the door sensor ding.
No, like when I first started coming over here, the absolutely little blinky thing that's right beside
it
the
blinks,
door.
It blinks. It doesn't make noise.
Are you sure?
Oh my God.
That was even before I got sick. Like that's been in my head for a long time. Why'd you take that?
You welding that galvanized shit. Because
you don't need anymore. God, apparently, watered down beer.
Maybe it's just me opening the door, going dur, dur. Yeah. You guys. Ah, fuck, man.
Michael says I text. Angel dumb shit all the time, and he's never told me to get fucked. Not yet, because you're still new. Don't worry.
Who is that?
Michael Sowers. He's the one I told you found the podcast. He trucks propane, and he listened to like all of them over the course of 2 weeks.
You texted me about that.
Yeah, I did. Like, see, Michael,
hey,
I told
well,
you.
Fuck you. I'll tell you to get fucked.
There you go.
No, I'm kidding.
Foster always brings beer. Yes, you do, buddy. Hadley says, so you got a new job. How long till you can take days off? We have to get wheeling trips coming up quick.
Oh, we could talk about it at 9:02 in the morning. Oh, but you got better shit to do, don't we?
We're just the acquaintances.
Yeah, we're just the other buddies.
Hadley said he was going to come over and hang out and help.
Well, he said he was.
But then he had a friend who put in an appointment ahead of us.
Yeah.
Now, so he got scotched down.
Now he's,
I will not make you chicken nuggets now.
Now he's like, I won't be there at 9:01 exactly. I will be
It'll
there
be like
after I'm done helping my real
12:47.
Kind of fucked up, man. Kind of
Sean says so much whiskey he heard bells. No, Lamb Chop is not a liquor guy. We do not allow him to drink liquor in this house.
I think he's had liquor maybe twice here.
And one time was when he thought it was water.
Almost every time you guys have gone to bed. It's just when you guys are like, hey man, you should probably calm down and put your pants on is when you're like, mm-mm, don't for that guy.
Mrs. Foster says, be careful what you wish for. Our dumb butts will show up with whiskey.
I bet you won't.
Brian says, Lamb is an army guy. We're not allowed to have liquor. There you go. Michael says, and that's why I watch the show, for the love of this crew, especially Lamb Chop. Lamb Chop.
Man, and I'll say it real sweet. Go fuck yourself.
Damn.
We only have standard-sized doors. His head's getting way too big now.
Name, and he's like, nobody told me to go get fucked. Now that's going to be my
the
new thing.
The ego on this guy.
I hear his name, I'm gonna be like, hey, buddy. Go fuck yourself.
Michael Sowers.
He's a
Trucks,
nice guy.
Trucks propane. Propane accessories.
I want to make like a damn it Bobby joke, but I didn't watch the show enough.
Damn it, neither did I.
It's just from memes.
Yeah.
Damn.
So, don't touch my son.
Don't touch my son.
How do you guys split custody?
Oh my God.
She catch you good.
She got it.
What's up, David Gibson? What's going on?
Don't ever threaten me in front of my child.
Foster says, I do recall Lamb Chop drinking some hard liquor at one of Brady's parties a few years ago. Was I there for that?
Who?
Foster. I don't think we were there.
Is that the Brady's one where Kilpatrick was at, where we first met?
You came
Melody?
From a wedding.
Yes.
Was
with
my
Mickey.
Wife there?
Yes, she was.
I mean, I partied it.
Was that 4th of July? It was
because
summer.
Mickey was
no,
ready
was
to fucking kill him.
It was Brady's birthday party. I brought him pink flip-flops.
Was it?
It was his birthday party.
Yeah, it was okay. His birthday party. And he was going to, like, the Bahamas or some shit. Or he was going somewhere to a beach, and so I brought him pink
flip-flops.
You
did come from a wedding, and...
Brandon's wedding.
Yes!
Brandon's wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that would have been his
Brandon
birthday.
Who?
Were you there?
Okay. Foster, yeah.
Yeah, he was.
Brandon who?
Foster.
You said you went to Brandon's wedding. Cool.
He was
Brandon.
Towards the end. Oh, he said that's when he met you. You showed up fucking hammered.
Oh,
because you tried to jump over
and
the
then,
fence.
Wait, I can't think of the other guy because that's how I found out Karen
God.
Worked at school.
Gorilla, the silverback gorilla.
The
Marine.
No, yeah.
I would.
Dang.
He was a Marine.
I forgot his name. I really like him.
He has like a very common, like David, or it was something very.
No, he was super fucking Marine.
No, his name,
we had
though,
met him at Roush
common.
For Crawling for Cops.
And I saw him.
We filmed for.
Yes. Crawling for Cops.
The married couple. Trisha and Billy. Big Dick Billy.
CJA, yes.
I rode in the.
What's up, Tom?
Yeah. Fuck. Foster, I didn't realize I had ever met you. Yeah.
Wait,
sorry, man.
David says he is enjoying South Korea. Ugh. Good
South
for
Korea
you.
Is the shit. What are you talking about? Why are you saying ill? Like you've been there.
Because he's not here stateside.
Wait, here, look.
What are you saying? Oh, because he's missing so much.
Michelle, is it better?
Michelle, I'm going to hand you this. Here's the grenade. Get him!
He said ill, like he's ever fucking been there.
Oh, we've got conversations about this.
I would rather be in South Korea than here in Fredericksburg,
than
Virginia. Yeah.
That was our rotations though.
Oh really?
As air defense. Yeah. It was like
I never
Germany,
did anything cool.
South Korea
well,
and El Paso.
When you're not in your
but
own country.
When we deployed.
It counts. I have the ribbon.
I've got a couple.
He went
of
to
too.
Afghanistan. At least he didn't go to DC as the National Guard
Foster
and
says,
claiming it as a deployment.
Foster said you were not drunk. You were jacked as a box of hammers.
Yeah.
You were pretty hammered.
I will not deny that.
Oh, David can't even leave the installation. Can you still have fun in South Korea if you don't leave?
Wait, where are you on? Oh, wait, don't answer that.
Oh, he said because of COVID. Yeah, you don't have to answer that. But he can't leave.
That sucks.
Brian says,
wait, are
Humphreys
you on the Air Force base or the Army base?
Do you know
right?
where Humphreys
should
is?
No.
Oh, that was so weak.
I fucking held that for so long.
It wasn't even
good
yet.
Do you
feel
bad about yourself? That was just gross.
I do. I'm fucking ashamed of myself.
Apologize.
And honestly, gross. If you guys don't see me tomorrow,
wait, I'm mixing people
I hung
up.
Myself
oh, okay,
in
I'm
the
mixing.
In
David
a shower that didn't have towels because this hotel sucks.
You didn't ask
sucks.
For a towel, you,
got you
monster.
This hotel sucks, asshole.
You went into the bathroom. You didn't even lock the door.
Normal people keep towels in the fucking bathroom.
Where?
Not
where
if you
would
don't
it
have
be?
A closet.
In the goddamn shelf or something.
Where all the chemicals are for cleaning the dirty piss stains on the
isn't
toilet
that
seat.
What we're doing in
mind
a bathroom?
Mind you, you're
we're
in
cleaning
a guest room.
The dirty piss stains
you're in
off
a guest
pants?
Room on the first floor and a full bath on the first floor, which normally is a half bath. You know, so go fuck yourself.
You know how I feel about that bedroom, though.
Okay. Lamb Chop was climbing fences trying to escape the backyard.
The last
time
it was me and Angel, so have fun.
Fuck. Oh, man. You mad at my tits swinging?
Thank God tonight it's all three of us.
The best part of that, though, was my son, Shorty Big Head.
Whose son? And then
Shorty Big Head number two, who doesn't know his ass from his elbow, just like walks into bathroom doors, walked in on him and goes, "Uncle Lamb Chop stinks," and then walked out.
Kind of upset. Like, I had just got out of the shower.
And he still said that.
And he still said I stunk. And I was like, "Look, dude, I've..."
Huh? I don't... David said Camp Hovey. I don't know where that is. I know Muchuk, Yonsan, and Osan.
I literally put this right about Banchan so you could read the comments. So you didn't have to do that. Like, it's the same thing.
It's saying, "Yo, your battery is dead. Plug it in, sucker."
Damn, Aaron Osterman. Hey, buddy, what's up?
I feel like if we do
he
this,
said that child needs a timeout.
And we could answer the comments faster than he can read them to us. Because you know he's slow.
That's rude. I'm sitting right here.
That's rude.
No, we were... Okay, hold on.
Oh, my God.
You know he's...
You're spilling beer on the baby.
He's fucking slow. He can't read.
There's a baby under this table, by the way.
You're not whispering.
Like Taylor when he whispers to you.
No. He's like... Just because he put his hand up, he thinks he's whispering, but it's just full volume with his hand up.
Shit. Brian said, "Total Air Force Bases, Trap Queen." Were you on Air Force Bases?
How
many bases are in South Korea?
I was in the fucking army. And
I only know of the three, but I'm sure there's more. But I was only on an Army one, visited an Air Force one, and was on the Marine Corps one, which is sad compared to the other two.
They're fine. Sean says, "Party foul, beer down, nose empty." There's another one for Michelle in there. A Truly.
This is Michael, why I tried to put it in the middle.
Right, but the small child needs to go in the middle.
That's not my job.
Oh, now it's not your child.
Nor has it been.
Now it's not your child.
I'm going to take you for child support.
That's got to be a short
table. Now that you're a thousandaire, bitch.
That shit is gone.
That's right. I'm a gold digger. It's gone. I see some on your feet. I see some on your feet.
We're not a multi-thousandaire. Your feet. We're not even a single thousand. Oh, yeah, that shit is gone. Like, I'm back riding your coattails. You got it all over
there. I didn't mean.
You're his son. You got it all over
the blanket.
Son.
I got on the blanket.
Oh, shout out to the Millers, Gina and Arnold. This blanket, right? They got this for us. Mm-hmm. Has not left this baby since we got it.
Take it off of him so they can see.
It's a Taco Bell blanket.
No. I was really going to show.
Yeah. Shout out. Shout out Gina and Arnold.
It's a really nice blanket.
It really is. If it was bigger, I would steal it. Shout out Taco Bell. David says Humphreys is better than Casey and Hovey. Brian says Casey, Humphreys, Busan, Hovey. We can go on and on. Yeah, I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Oh, excuse me.
I liked Yonsan because hanging out in Itaewon was nice.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Korea, bitch.
I'm not as cultured.
Yeah. Ugh.
So we've been down. Okay.
And again, fucking were funny. You there?
No, he was saying that to make fun of me.
Oh. I was like,
you fucker. I can read right through you. Hello, yes? What's up?
Come here, let daddy give you a hug.
I think that's Shorty Big Head, too. Oh, Gina's here. Yay. I didn't know you were here. I didn't see your name pop up. Mrs. Foster says wear it as a scarf. Mm-hmm. My neck's too thick. So I have another question for you, babe.
Sure.
What do you think when I spend all day or all night in the garage? Are you kind of like, how do I phrase this question?
You can't lead her into the answer that you...
If you're gonna ask her a question, then just ask her an open-ended question.
No, I'm like,
like,
what does she think? Like, what if,
context?
What if I was like, is this any different? Is it any different than me playing video games for 6 hours straight?
No, it just changes the logistics. I think that you're more mindful when you're in the garage of like popping in, like, yo, you good? You need help?
Check up on you.
Yeah. But
so you get lost in the video games where you just ignore everything?
No, because he's usually doing it with the boys. No. So
no, I'm saying if you. Jeeps wasn't my hobby, then say video games was. Like if
but you
I
play
like,
video games too, though.
I do, but not for like that, 8 hours.
That's
like
what
you were
I was
in
saying.
The
like, don't
today
coax
for
her into. That's my bad.
No, because he doesn't do 8 hours What's in up, the Kelly garage Smith? Every week. So, and we also put this on the books. Like,
you don't even do 8 hours.
We talked about this.
8 single hours in a garage in a week.
We have no. three kids.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, we have 3 kids, 5 and under.
Yeah, so, I get home at like a lot of work. Between 4 and 6, and I don't. I go to bed at fucking 8 or 9.
I also have shit to do. Like, yeah, he's not the only adult in this house.
It. I mean, I get you. Yeah. Like, I just drop kids off over here. Like, I get it. I get
But even though I wake up at 3 or 4, I can't spend 3 hours in the garage in the morning.
Yeah, that is.
No, he's filling orders. Yeah.
I got to be honest with you. Your first text message in the morning makes me feel like a fucking scumbag.
I kind of do it on purpose.
Thank you.
Hey, fucker, it's 4:02. I'm up.
I wake up and I'm like,
it's 9:32.
Good morning. Take your medicine. And I'm like, bro, you sent that shit at 4 o'clock in the morning. I went to bed 30 minutes before this text message.
Do you remember last year or 2 years
Don't
ago?
Don't fucking talk to me. Talk to her. She was in the middle of her answer.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'll leave you That's two lovers mom. Alone.
Yeah.
You sleeping with him tonight.
I'm just saying.
No, he stinks.
This is exactly what I wanted. I was just going to get you both buttered up and...
I'm dry. Saturday. I'm dry. I'm not buttered up.
It's Saturday. Whatever happens, happens. You know what I mean?
The garage question.
Yes.
Anyway.
May I have another
I don't
beer,
know.
Please?
The way I feel about
Holy
it.
Holy shit.
Shut up. Shut the fuck up. I may have blasted the ears because we did not.
Let her tell her story.
I'm the alcoholic. It's all I'm saying. I have done nothing but talk shit and hand people beers.
And interrupt Michelle.
Oh, I need a little board that goes boom.
They don't learn manners in New Orleans, apparently. Nolens.
We wasn't born with them.
Shut your gumbo ass up.
What you want?
Thank you. Good night, Jimmy Glass. Thank you for joining us.
Good night.
Aaron lives in his garage. Well, must be fucking nice. So what do you think about the time that I spend in the garage?
Aaron and I build cool shit. Shut the fuck up, Aaron. Nobody wants to hear from you.
Nobody can hear you because you don't have your mic up.
Okay. Oh.
He knows I'm talking shit. He can see it on my face.
When you're in the garage, I don't really mind or care. Like, we usually plan it like, hey, I gotta do this,
right?
And it's just like anything else. If you had to run errands, you would be gone for that time. So
yeah,
and we communicate pretty good about stuff like that. You don't just pop in the garage and don't say anything and leave me cold, I guess.
What if my hobby was painting miniature figurines?
Again,
do you just kind of don't care?
No, no.
If you were painting miniature figurines, it'd be much easier for me to do this.
There are people out there. There are people who micromanage what their significant other does, and I am not in that camp.
Mm-hmm.
What you do with your own time, you do with your own time. As long as you're,
it's our time.
As long as you have the balance of spending time with the family and doing what you need to do, and I'm not like doing shit alone, then I'm not about micromanaging your time. And then if you're spending like too much time and I need a break or something, I'm like, no.
Yeah.
I have to breastfeed, so I'm the only one who can nurse a beer because I nurse
He's a
human.
Unit, an
What's your excuse?
Unit.
It can't be. Much
What's
worse.
Your excuse? You
it
only have one.
Much worse.
You only have one empty can there.
We should have saved this for the tacos so we could eat tacos and be live. Shout out Lamb Chop.
I just
for making tacos. A little bit better.
I just want you to know that I want a divorce.
From the bottom of your heart?
From both of you. It's not just him this time.
Shut up. Shut Brian, up. You have leave when me. I say you can leave.
You have hurt me.
Babe, Brian says, babe, Trap Queen, babe, you need to
babe
fucking enlighten mine.
What?
Relationship advice.
You guys need to communicate. That's talking. Figure out what works for you.
The angry emoji, like right after that.
Figure out what works for you guys
because he's being micromanaged.
Like you going
through
some shit.
That's insane to me because that's not fun for anyone. Like I don't personally like micromanaging him. And there have been times where Angel, like I may have been upset about something, and he's like, "Well, you need to tell me," and it felt like micromanaging, and I'm like, no, I don't do that. So you need to fucking figure out how you need to remember how to do this. Put a reminder in your phone, put a star in your hand. I don't care. Like, but I'm not going to do this thing where now I have to worry about how you manage your time. No, we don't do that.
You manage enough children's at work.
Yeah. So if I say I need you to do this or we need to do this, I don't need to figure out the logistics of how you're going to make it work. You fucking make it work.
And I learned real quick that when she says that, she's not going to fucking remind me. She's going to say it once, maybe twice. It's up to me to put it on my fucking calendar.
But that's how, like, me and Mickey are, though. Mm-hmm. Like, for real. Like, I get in my sad boy shit, and I'm like, oh, I can't function. Yeah. I can't do that. And she's like, hey, man, stand up, put your fuck pants on like a dude with both of your feet and go cry at the back of the line with like a sad boy with your shirt. And I'm like, bitch, that didn't even make sense. But it fucking hurt.
I can see her.
Yeah. She says some wild ass shit.
Savage as shit.
She's just fucking mean. But her heart is there. And that's, she knows that's what I need.
When you got the big sads.
Like, I love y'all too. Like, that's one of my favorite parts of coming over here. Especially if y'all ever argue. That's my shit.
That's my least favorite part. Make me look bad in front of my friends.
I'm like, I'm just here to eat nuggets. I'm like, bitch, I bet you won't.
I'm like,
and then you say something, and I'm like, tell that bitch to go fuck herself.
Lamb Chop's family. So yeah. I have no decorum when Lamb Chop's here. I'm like, I don't fucking care.
Shut your bitch ass up.
I say everything I want to say. Yeah.
We had a party one night. What, Jimmy Glass was here, like a big old bonfire shit. And I don't even remember.
No, different day, I feel like. Different day.
It was different when I remember we had fire.
No.
And I don't remember what the fuck.
You guys came back from
about.
Tennessee, I think, is what happened.
I don't remember.
You just came back from a trip or something.
I know that I was drunk as a motherfucker. You're sucking. Sorry ass.
I think that was like our last. Real? Oh no, not a last.
Up.
Second to last.
I got hyped up over some shit.
Argument,
like we was talking about some shit. I don't even remember what we were talking about. I was trapped.
I remember.
Oh yeah, there's a baby.
Oh,
under
I remember.
The table.
Like I got
because,
hyped up over some shit.
Because that was
and
the second to last
barking,
fight.
And as soon as she started barking, I was like, "Yes, bitch, kill that dude." I was literally plotting your downfall. Like I hoped that she went upstairs and stabbed you. Like shit was great.
But it was the first time you ever heard argument, Michelle. So you were like. Yo, yeah. And but he knew, he already knew, and like, so you were like, yo, and we were like, no, that's just the way I talk when I'm upset, so, but I'm not yelling at him, and he knew,
I
he
legit
was like,
don't remember what we're talking about.
I think we need to put this shit out too, though. Me and Michelle talk about hyper deep shit, like,
yeah,
it's super cute, and I love
when
it.
When we talk, we turn on fucking something on TV that we can ignore, and we talk about like religion and racism and. Hyper deep politics.
I just go
like
in the garage and smoke
and
because
smoke
we're
cigarettes.
So we're
there's
like
a whole bunch
yeah.
of shit that we don't agree on.
Right, but you can
but
still have a conversation.
Neither of us
yeah.
will be like, "Hey, fuck you, you're wrong." Like yeah. we literally talk to talk. Like
we're from like very beautiful. Different cultures. Yeah, we're from very different
I
cultures.
Think people
so
people see me and you, and then like we start gunning on each other, and they're like, "Oh, they have to hate each other."
No,
like, fuck you. Your perm looks stupid. Like I earned that fucking right. I fucking earned that goddamn right.
Your
because
perm
I put
looks
in
stupid.
The motherfucking time to sit here and really get to know a motherfucker. You know what I mean? Like
because we both. Can agree to disagree.
Absolutely.
We respect each other and we don't try and we're not trying to convince the other
I
person.
Like,
we're saying this is why I believe what I believe.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
if you don't, that's fine. I'm just explaining
I feel like
where
that's
your mind
what,
comes from.
Like,
that's it.
Even outside of the four-wheel industry where mm-hmm. everybody's just like, pit bulls suck or everybody's hyper fucking opinionated.
Yeah.
I think that's the only way you can change America and the shit that we're going through. Like, everybody's going to be different.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's going to have a different opinion just because I think differently than you or mm-hmm. your wife. I would never be the person to come over here and just be like, well, you're fucking wrong. And y'all don't treat me that way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I love watching you two motherfucker argue.
So before we go into that,
hype as fuck.
Before we go into that,
y'all don't have that shit.
Sean,
stab that motherfucker. I bet you won't hit her.
Sean,
I bet you won't hit her with a bottle.
Sean says, if you tell your wife you need to do shit in the garage and she gives you a hard time, you either need to find a new wife or figure out what she needs help with so you can get your time. Do you think that's a good compromise or do you think that's selfish? Just to help you, just to get your own time?
No, because that's probably part of the problem. Like, you figure out what the problem is, right? Yeah. So if she has a problem, your significant other has a problem.
What's up,
with
David?
I'll say he or she, right? Well,
look, it's 2021.
Not for nothing, but let's get to the root of it. If there's an actual problem, if two people don't understand what the other one's doing.
But so some people are like, my girlfriend or my boyfriend.
What she needs help with, if you're trying to figure that out, that's already the problem.
But they might not need help, right? So, like, there are people where it's like, oh, I'm going to go to the garage, and then their significant other is upset, and they're like, what an asshole, what a bitch. Like, I'm just trying
to
decompress.
You go to the garage for positive reasons, or you either go because that's what you do to build shit, and that's your positive thing. Or you go to the garage because that's your negative thing.
To escape?
Yeah. And so if you're going to your negative thing, then it's not your wife's problem, it's your problem.
I'll say this.
You know
right?
what I'm saying? Like, because you're not talking. Like,
I'm going to speak
am I saying the same thing you're about to say?
I'm going to tweak it a little bit.
Okay, you tweak it because I got to pee.
Okay. I'll play devil's advocate.
I'll argue with you about this shit next week when I watch it and I see what you said. I'll be like, oh, bitch, you was wrong as fuck.
No, I don't think you will. I think a lot of times, commonly.
Because I want to hear what you're going
to
say.
Jesus.
Watch out, baby.
I think more often than not, it's the scenario is usually a guy.
She is way stronger than you.
She is so strong. So strong. That's embarrassing.
I got mama bear strength. Calm down.
She does. What's especially up, when babe? She's on top and she what's fucking up, chokes me.
I swear to God, if she ever gets her finger stuck in there, I'm never going to have an earlobe again.
Okay, what were you going to say? Lamb chops distracting you.
So a lot of
you.
Times, this is, I feel like, the most common scenario
okay,
is
go.
A I'm dude is at work, probably is like, work fucking sucked, or, right? Not everyone has their dream job. They come home. And they're trying to decompress. So mm-hmm. a dude's first thing is, a lot of times I'm making gross generalizations here, so don't come for me, all right?
Sweeping strokes.
Yeah. So a lot of times it's, I need to decompress so I can, like, do the things I need to do. I'm going to go straight to the garage so I can relax, crack open a beer, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times women are, like, they'll be stressed if they're, like, there's dishes in the sink. I need to make dinner. So, like, they're focused on completing that mission before they relax afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the times there's got to be some sort of compromise. So I think that's what it is. And that's why the communication is key. It's, you know, she's like, this asshole is going to the garage to relax. I'm not relaxing. And it's because you both do it in reverse order a lot of times. Right. And it could be the other way around. And usually it's just not communicating that shit annoys you. And so sometimes, like, if Angel's going to go to the garage right away and he knows me because we've been together for 11 years now, going on 11. Yeah.
11 going on 30.
So he knows I wear my emotions on my face. He knows.
I think we both do.
Yeah. He knows the damn signs. He knows when I had a bad day. He knows when I'm annoyed. And so sometimes he's like, was it me? Like, he'll try and get clarification because most of the time he'll know, oh, it was just a bad day at work.
Yeah.
And so if he has to go to the garage and we already talked about it and he's like, oh, this might be a bad day to go directly to the garage, even though we talked about it, he'll say something like, let's say he knows I'm going to be worried about dinner. He's like, don't worry about dinner.
Mm-hmm. Like, I'll order pizza.
He's like, we'll order pizza, but I have to go to the garage. Like, remember, because I told you that I have to do this. And then it's like, it's not a thing, but it's, you have to freaking talk. And if your significant other's just being an asshole and just wants to micromanage your time and, like, cares because you're having a good time or because you're not spending time with them, like, either one, you're not spending enough time with them. Two, if you are spending what you feel like is a lot of time with them and they want to take all your time and don't want you to have time to do your own thing, then maybe it's a mismatch, or maybe you need to have a deeper conversation and say, like, I love spending time with you, but I need to do my own thing. Like, I cannot, like, I'm not.
You both need your own time to do your own thing.
Well, some people like to spend 24/7.
Brian is going in today. Bro, you can call me anytime you need, my dude. He says, but what if you come home from work, cook, and clean?
It sounds like y'all just need to have a good argument. A good argument.
Go on a vacation and argue the whole time and figure that shit out. Just have a
good ass argument, because when I have a good ass argument with this guy, I feel good.
It's the fucking worst. It's bad during,
but once it's all out, it's good.
It's like scratching your butthole in the shower.
That's
like, it's terrible, but it's good. It cleans everything out.
Okay.
Nobody does that.
Liars. I just wash it. Wait, what are you doing that is itchy? You're not wiping before.
It's just a good scratch in the shower.
No, you wipe. Why is it itchy?
I'm not saying it's itchy. I'm just saying. It's
why do you scratch it if it's not itchy? Dog
behind the
you
ear. Can't
properly wipe all day if you're a dude. Medically impossible.
I don't know about that, but I'm not saying because there's still poop in there. Okay, can I
respond to his question?
Getting off the...
Can I respond to his question?
Quickly, we're moving on to EPA regulations.
I'm probably going
to
hurt his feelings a little bit. Okay. But, like,
I'm sure he doesn't care.
Ain't nobody in the motherfucking world supposed to take care of you. Like, I go to work. I do a lot of manual labor, and I like that. But then I also go home, and I cook, and I do clean, because... I got to be honest with you, dude. I'm from the bucket south, and I was raised that it was the wife's job. And, like, when I come home, the house better be fucking clean and this and that and raise the babies and, bitch, you do you. Like, I don't agree with that. Like, I still come home. I still clean. I still cook, and I still work.
No, I think, like, he's saying that he cooks and cleans. So, and like, so kind of what does she have to complain about is how I read that. What
okay, so hold on. He might be generalizing. I don't want to say this is the problems that he's having.
What I'm trying to say
that's
is
why I, tried
I feel
to...
like he should get to the root of his shit, because some of us enjoy that. Like, get to a spot where you're happy. Like, don't just stop blaming this.
You
shit
know what?
On...
No, you guys got. Yeah, it's a problem of you guys not being in sync and, like, knowing what the other one's about.
You
because
gotta be
Karen
happy.
Just made a good point about she has a bad day. Foss has a bottle of wine open already. It's already been aerated.
Exactly.
All right, it's been ready to drink.
Aaron says, "I feel like I'm watching The Trap, Dr. Phil." We need to do the podcast. So, guys, let us know. Michelle is thinking about starting a podcast. Shelly says it's actually already been made. We just have to record episodes. If you're into that, let's see some thumbs up
about?
Or comments or yes.
Everything. Why are you so creeper?
What are we
just
talking
anything.
About?
Because I come on here and then we get off topic sometimes.
I gotta be honest with you. I didn't get it.
From the bottom of your heart?
Wait, am I not invited?
No, we haven't
started. What are you
talking
about?
We haven't started. There's not one episode.
He said you already started it.
No,
yes.
He took the name and he put
it
up there, but there's not one episode.
Is it started or is it not started?
Oh my God.
The channel started, but no episodes ever created.
He's like
nothing recorded or anything.
He's like a dog that was abandoned the first time when it gets a new owner and it leaves. Like, no, come back. Don't leave me.
You know my
who hurt
history.
You?
You
who hurt
my
you?
Family history.
I feel like the dude who's paying the price for the other dudes before.
You know what that means to
you're
me.
Gonna break up with me, aren't you?
You know, this is a perfect triangle. And I don't want an obtuse triangle.
It's an
equilateral.
Brian
said he's active duty.
I want an
long hours. Yeah, it's tough being active duty.
It sucks ass. Like,
yeah,
I
really
gotta
does.
Be honest with you, dude. We've all been there. It sucks ass. If you need to get some shit off your chest, I'm on fucking Facebook.
My phone number is on the emails.
Yeah,
it's on.
You can fucking hit me up. We will talk about some shit. Yeah.
And now that I know you're on active duty, a lot
like,
of times.
Literally, get
a
it
lot
off
of
your
time,
chest.
Is he Army?
Yeah.
Marine? It doesn't matter.
I don't want you to have some fucking feelings and then project them shits on somebody else.
Yeah.
When
if you ever need to talk, we're out here.
It could possibly be you. You know what I'm saying? And I would love to coach you through that shit. I'm a savage ass motherfucker. I'll never lie to you, but.
I'm going to make another generalization just based off of him being on active duty and
what
he said.
That's what he doesn't need.
I don't care.
He doesn't. A lot of generalizations.
Does she have her own friends? Because no, that's probably one of the
big problems I see. I gotta try it again.
God damn it!
She almost caught you on the chin.
I almost did it.
She almost caught you on the chin.
I thought I was fast enough, but no.
He's like an Afghanistan fly. Like flies are supposed to be fast, but they're so slow.
Foster, God, Mrs. Foster,
don't get
him hyped
up. That's the only thing he fought in Afghanistan was fucking flies.
Damn. I fought dehydration too.
Yo, wait, time out. Another tangent. Remember those pallets of water bottles?
I was never sitting in Afghanistan.
Remember those pallets of water bottles?
You sat on time them out. And you did turn your out. Dance.
I was doing serious shit in Iraq.
I was in Iraq too. Congratulations. So anyway.
Were you fighting pallets there?
I was actually on the female extraction team while I was out there. So why don't you tone it the fuck down?
When I was graduating from high school.
So back then, females weren't allowed with us.
Yes. Well, when were you out there?
They
weren't. In 2007, I was out at the ECPs.
He's old as shit.
1, 3, and 5.
I got out in 2004.
I'm sorry you're old. Like, I don't know what to tell
you.
He
turns 40 next month.
No.
40. You old fucking grandpa.
Yes.
Blair.
We love
Blair.
You.
I can't believe you're hanging out with these people.
With those Puerto Ricans? You're hanging out with those Puerto Ricans?
You hanging out with Puerto Rican Nazis?
But why are you talking about females weren't allowed at your time? When I was there, they changed the rules. I don't know what to tell you.
That's what I'm saying. They were medics.
Well, I'm sure from 2004 to 2007.
A lot of shit happened.
A lot of shit happened. Brian's bringing us back on track after getting us massively derailed. Have you tried to move the buggy with the Dana 300? No, I have not.
No, but we did argue for almost an hour.
Oh my God, I want to slam the table so bad.
I thought.
Okay, hold on.
A Dana 300.
Shut up.
Dana 40.
So I did that whole video, that 35. Whole day I spent doing the transfer case.
Transfer case.
So I was messing.
Control
I was
arms.
Messing with
I legit.
Re-gear.
I legit.
I'm just going to say Jeep things. No. Y'all fucking interrupt me every time I have to fucking talk. At least I'm saying Jeep shit. It makes no sense. It's just a stream of thought, but whatever.
It's a valid point.
She has a point.
She does have a point.
King of the Hammers. Eastern Jeep Safari. Jeep Beach. Jeep Sluts.
Us having a child.
Seven Sluts.
Oh, have we not started talking about that yet?
KJ Love. Gladiator.
Oh, that's old.
What is that?
Gladiator. Are you not entertained? KJ?
What is KJ Love?
It's a Jeep Liberty. And people were getting mad that they weren't getting Jeep Waves. And they're just like, KJ Love. So we were just.
Oh, was that a fucking thing?
2013.
Oh,
Instagram.
No, I quit. I quit the Jeep World.
It was a thing.
And they know. They know.
What's up, Jim? What's up?
Jeep Wave. Everyone wants to name their shit Willys, and it's not a fucking Willys. It's a JK. And
no,
it's the dumbest fucking thing I've ever seen in my life.
I flashed out in 7th Slot last week, and I was like, bitch, I'm from the country. Like, we just fucking wave at everybody.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand.
Angry girl.
Mrs. Foster says, dude, we could be your parents.
Who?
Topless.
Mrs. Foster.
Y'all got
topless
money?
What? I'm sorry. I looked Jeeps. Right at your tits.
How old
you
are
that.
They? They got money?
I don't know.
I need parents.
Is anyone adopting?
My life wouldn't be that fucked up if I had parents.
You do
look at
have
them.
Parents.
I do have parents.
Black trails, red trails.
Fuck.
Green
one's
trails.
One's a scientist and the other's a Pentecostal. Did Moab. Everybody hear that?
Yes.
One is a scientist.
We heard
the
you.
The other is a Pentecostal.
Right. And that's why they're still together, right?
What? I have multiple step parents.
That was the joke.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was like.
Wheeling.
Jesus.
Rock crawlers.
Oh my God.
Hey,
buggies.
You scared about
what
this
did we
buggy?
Interrupt you in before we started talking about the Dana 300? We need
who,
to keep a list.
Who knows?
I fucking feel like you should
do this. Who knows? I'm just going to keep saying Jeep things.
So, Dane says he's going to show me a real Willys. Okay.
Half
speaking
doors.
Of geriatrics.
First off.
Love you, Dane.
Shut the fuck up.
World War II.
Yeah, that's what GPS. Oh, you know that.
I know what a Willys is, and I know that it was in
did you just
World
call
War
our
II.
Wife stupid?
I know
no,
that.
No, I didn't know
I
if
like
she knew
called...
what Jeep Dane had.
I feel like you just called our wife stupid. Like, that's the way it sounded.
No, because I'm not that dumb. But anyway, the Dana 300 thing.
There was a contract war between Ford and someone else. I don't know why I keep stopping her.
She's saying something. She's fucking with me. We've been married 23 years now, and I still don't know when she's fucking with me.
I only knew the fact that she's spinning maybe last year when I was like, I did not know. Oh, you bitch. I wish almost you would have done it. I wish you would have done it.
On all of the gear. Okay, let me tell the Dana 300 story. So
I only knew that fact.
I did that whole long video on the Dana 300. I was
doing like maybe a year ago. As long as I've been in the Jeeps. I didn't know there was a Ford Jeep and a AMC Jeep and all that bullshit. So
I know things. Kudos. I know things.
You know things.
It pisses me off when people who are like, oh, I'm a Jeeper, don't know these things. I'm like, I half fucking care because he cares about it. So I have
she only
to like,
because I care.
God know damn. Things.
God,
Jim says she's like the Dr. Seuss of Jeepology.
No, we're not allowed to cancel her though. Like they're canceling Dr. Seuss now.
Some of Dr. Seuss, we are not getting into that. That's okay. A whole other thing.
Yeah, but we're not canceling Michelle, and I'll fight any one of you motherfuckers.
Agreed. So the Dana 300 thing, looping back around.
Yeah, that would.
I spent an entire day getting to know this transfer case because it's different than the other transfer cases.
I'm not even gonna chime in.
It's got two shifters.
He was.
It's got two shifters. I spent a whole day fucking with it. Learning it, like figuring it out, like messing with it to see what does what. And Lamb Chop is telling me, he's like, oh yeah, so it's got four positions on each shifter. And I'm like, what the fuck? So he's going through like, yeah, if you have this position and this position, that means it does this and then it uses the gear rotation for the, and I'm just like,
in my defense, I wasn't exact. I was just saying there is a four high, a four low, a two wheel drive, and a neutral, right?
Right.
That's, yeah.
But he was saying there's more positions to the fucking.
But mine is fucking janky as fuck. And so also opposing gear sets. And I feel like I have four clicks when I get the two gear sets to work.
Then I feel like one is not shifting all that. Anyway, me and him are going back and forth for like 20 fucking minutes. I had chain smoked like three cigarettes and drank two beers trying to understand what the fuck he was saying to me. And I'm like, this is fucking stupid. So I go and get the shift pattern that they sent me for the fucking transfer case. And I'm like, it's this right here. This is what you're talking about, right? I'm like, this happens, then this. I'm like, this happens, and then this happens. And he looks at it and he goes, oh, no, I fucked up. I was like, are you fucking kidding me right now?
I said, yeah, it's not
a... Yeah, I said, you say your piece now.
I said, yeah, it's not a 231.
Oh, my God.
I didn't realize.
20 minutes.
Yeah, I think it was... I think you were honestly being generous about that. That was a long time. Like, we walked away from each other a couple times, reconvened.
We weren't angry. I was just like, I don't understand what the fuck you're talking about right now.
I didn't know how to express... my ignorance to
words.
You, but you had a picture. You had photographic
evidence. I need
evidence.
Pictures. I studied it.
And so I was like, that can't be wrong. And so I had to walk away for a minute, rethink it. And I was like, oh shit, mine only locks up. I don't have an actual neutral.
Mm-hmm.
One has to be in two-wheel drive. The other has to be a neutral for it to work with opposing gear sets.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the conclusion we came to.
I was so
I'm new to this beautiful Dana right 300 there. Life.
There's only two?
Yeah.
I'm going to feed this one.
It's okay.
It's 2021, man. We're progressive here. Dane says, let the Trap Queen tell us about the Ford GPW versus Willys versus Bantam. I want to hear it. I actually did a report on that for the one semester I went to college.
I thought you were going to answer that really quick.
No, she does. She doesn't know.
My kid's mouth. So he can get some milk.
Yeah, live breastfeeding.
You realize I just legally changed my name to your kid.
You're our kid now? We adopted you?
Did you not hear any of that?
No.
She said, I'm going to put my tit in our kid's mouth.
Oh. And I said, you're just being a skeevy old 40-year-old white man. Nice. Nice.
Why can't be white? You know, I like the darker shaded
broad
folks.
Strokes with you.
You know I like the darker
yes,
shaded
Jim,
ones.
Did you not hear when we said we had a baby under the table?
You thought we were fucking lying?
No, there's baby under there.
Bro, we keep it fucking real. Like,
he wasn't a bouncer.
Like,
no, we just laid him on the concrete floor.
Like when we
it's
first,
cool. He likes the cool feeling.
When we first made the joke, we were like, "Fuck, people are gonna think we're shitty." It was real though. Like,
yeah, it's true. What so does the sound like? The.
Yeah.
It's like you eating my chicken wings.
Nom.
Did I ever tell you? Give me your mic. The chicken wing is when you take your balls and you make them flat like paper.
I don't know what you said.
I feel like this is like a Bert Kreischer episode of his podcast.
This is exactly what people want to watch. Because if you compare yourself to Bert, then
hey, I'm Angel. Welcome to Seven Slot Society, the off-road lifestyle podcast that absolutely nobody asked for.
Titties!
Holy shit. Mrs. Foster says you are a superwoman. Yes, you absolutely are.
Oh,
my
God. I completely agree with you. She's my favorite woman I've ever knocked up and left alone for other people to raise
my
children.
Okay, I feel like I have to address this for the people that don't know. So the joke is, this is not an open threesome relationship, by the way.
A throuple.
So
it's the little retarded one. He doesn't understand.
Shorty Big Head number two, when Michelle was pregnant, would walk up to her belly and put his hands on her belly and go, "Uncle Lamb Chop." And we were all like, "What the fuck?" So
we still don't know why.
It's so random. But listen, this was also the kid that just said red Jeep 47 times on the last podcast. Red Jeep.
And then on top of that, when I went upstairs to pee, he just showed me a red train like 12 times. And
yeah.
I was like, "Look, dude, I got shit to do."
Exactly.
so
that's where that came
from. The joke kept going. I came over one day. I do my little secret knock. I can hear the kids, "Uncle Lamb Chop." And they come and unlock the door. And little Luke goes, "Hey, Uncle Lamb Chop, you come see your baby Carlos?"
Yes, he did say that.
It just fucking skyrocketed. And so now every time I come over. And
he like
Carlos,
presented the baby to you.
Like Carlos wakes up. Michelle laughs about it. And she's like, "Oh, did you hear daddy?" And it just turned into this huge joke. And so, just so you guys know that when I'm talking to Angel and I'm like, "us, our kids, or whatever," however I edit it in public, that's what the joke is from.
We are not Mormons.
I have
or no,
never,
it would be, we're not reverse Mormons.
I have never had sex with Angel's wife. I cannot say that about Angel, and I'm sorry, but.
We've been on a lot of road trips, bud.
I have never had sex with your wife.
Right.
That I remember.
Oh my God. Yes, Brian, this says, back behind me says, "Focus on the end goal."
And I can't wait to cover that fucking shit up. I got a new logo for him.
Sometimes when I have the big sads, I need to remember important things like that.
He becomes a 90s.
Yeah, really?
Oh,
rebel.
Super emo.
Do you
super
so you
emo.
You just sit down here in your basement and listen to "Ohio is for Lovers" and.
No.
Cut yourself.
Not anymore.
She never cared.
Put an emo bang.
Even the kid was like, "I wish I had a microphone."
He went, he's the snorter.
He's in it. He is in there.
Oh, man. Does anybody have anything else prolific to say?
Yeah.
Like what?
I'm just asking.
Some sort of
no, I'm going to say because we're going to start the wrapping up process.
Make fun of me.
He said prolific.
Damn. What I'm saying is you better be on point.
No, she said you're not prolific.
I already cut you. You couldn't even understand it.
Get away from me. Spell prolific.
First off, I'm a Wu-Tang fan. Okay? I know I'm a battle rap fan.
Can't.
First off. But I can speak it.
Finish your point.
That's it just
a random
trails
point.
Off.
Does it smell bad?
We know you smell.
Uncle Lamb Chop smells. Foster says, how are Angel's welding lessons coming? Yeah, say good things about me.
Son.
Make me feel good.
Son.
All right. Stroke my ego.
All right, first and foremost, fuck you.
Okay.
This actually has me pretty fucking upset. It really does. It has me pretty fucking... Hold on, I just went blind because I was fucking wilding out.
On the lights. All right, oh, look. Shit!
Hold on.
That camera died.
Oh, but that one, the GoPro.
No, hold on. Here.
Hurry!
Can you do this?
Hurry!
Oh, you want me to do it? All right, yeah. Hold on.
No. Hurry! Hurry. I'm good. Just keep talking, even if the camera dies. Can they still hear me?
That camera's still on. Yes.
So everybody can still hear me. Yes. Look, I came over here. He said he wanted to learn how to weld. I decided to just fully put him in bad situations that I was into in welding school, like weird tests and put your feet this way, put your body this way. You can only use your hand this way, you can only use your left hand this way, and it was like a one-day crash course. And I got to be honest with you, I didn't think he was going to do great. We did the fill-up angle iron, like mm-hmm. a 2x2 angle iron. We do that. Look, these are your measurements, and this is what you got to do, and you just got to stack beads and all that shit.
He didn't stacking understand. Beads like Mardi Gras.
He didn't understand what I was doing to him. I cut it in half, and there was one little speck in the middle of it. 2x2 inches of solid fucking weld. He had one speck in it. And I'm not just blowing him because he's my friend. It was impressive.
No, because he legit came back into the house pissed off about it.
Yeah.
He was unhappy.
I was pissed. It took me 4 times to fucking pass that to anywho, all that being said.
From the bottom of my heart.
The fucking kid can weld. Like, he can weld. He can fucking... He gets it. He understands the movement. He understands the speed. He understands heat control. He just doesn't know the settings of certain machines that he has to work on. Mm-hmm. And that's all I do. When Angel posts some shit that he's fucking welding it, he's really welding it. And then he says, hey, man, come critique this shit. And I get fucking pissed because it was years of my life that I spent trying to get as good as I am. Like,
I'm excited for more lessons.
I'm not egotistical. Please don't fucking take that way. It's just I spend a lot of time understanding what I'm doing. The kid gets it. And before it was all said and fucking done, well, nigga, I'm 40. You just fucking said it. I got grandbabies. All right, baby boy.
Baby boy.
Baby boy. Yeah. Yes. They're good.
I'm
they're,
excited. They're, he's a good
they're
teacher, too.
They're a little off-aim. We talked about that, like, right there. He just aims at the wrong plate mm-hmm. sometimes, but equally, the leg portion is there, and the way he splits the metal, he just doesn't have the aim to get the legs on both sides of the metal, if that makes any sense.
Welder
if,
speak.
If you know
people understand
what that is. But the welds are beautiful. They're the right size, and they actually have a form and a function, and...
I have to say you're a good teacher because I've had other people teach me, or not teach me, give me pointers on welding. This is, you're not like, the first time you handed me the gun wasn't the first time I had used a welder. But the way that you explain it makes sense in my head with the technical.
Like, I just know how to talk to you.
Like, you tell me why we're doing what we're doing, not just what to do. I
understand you as a person, so I understand how to explain it to you. The bigger thing is they used to say people who can do, people who can't teach. And I think that's an extremely stupid statement. And then most of my welding teachers really knew and can do. And so they taught me the right way.
Right.
And they explained it to me in the same way. We could have sped this entire process of me learning how to weld up. I didn't have to go to 2 different welding schools.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, if I would have had somebody to talk to me like I talked to you, I would have been certified way sooner.
Right.
And then don't get it twisted. Like, you make good welds and it's a MIG thing. There's an entire world.
Stick, I don't even understand how that works.
There's
so.
Stick. There's
let it be known, I'm not saying... That I understand everything about everything.
I'm certified in most of that shit. I would love to teach you how to flame
weld. Oh, excuse you.
I would love to teach you a lot of that shit.
Yeah,
and
I'd like to do some stick.
Because you're a good pupil, I will do that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I will teach you this shit. But yeah, he's better than me when I started that quickly.
Thank you, Foss.
yes, Shorty Big Head number 3. I love that caught on. The Shorty Big Head thing. That's hilarious.
I'm sorry.
Dane says, can Lamb Chop teach me how to weld? Tell you what, Dane.
No, I don't like you.
You come down here, Dane. We'll drink some beers.
I won't teach you how to weld.
We'll have a great day. You guys are closer in age. You should be able to speak to each other. No? Sorry, no. He says hard pass.
I'm kidding.
Brian says.
But no, I probably can't teach you. Dane, the only reason that I can teach him that way is because we've been friends for a long time. I understand how he thinks, and he understands how I talk. It would probably be very frustrating for you to talk to me.
I can understand that.
About anything for more than 20 minutes. Like, anything. Yeah. We could talk about gumbo, and you would be like, I don't understand you. You're stupid. But yes, says, I will attempt to show you how to weld.
David says, make him hammer weld his shit together. I don't know what that is.
Either.
What's a hammer weld?
Are you talking about forge weld?
Gina is giving big heart eyes.
He's wearing one of the bibs you got him.
Foster says, I'll loan you guys my old tombstone welder to
yes,
get him.
Yes, please. Lincoln Tombstone.
Oh, dude, I had.
Oh, my God. Lincoln Tombstone is one of my favorite fucking welders on the face of the planet. Dude. We will weld this goddamn house to concrete.
I wish.
I will weld rubber to fucking wood with a Lincoln Tombstone. I love it.
I had one and I sold it. My dad gave it to me. I wish I would have had that or known that. Wait, what are you doing with this?
That's how you crank that bitch
oh,
up.
Oh, then I didn't have that. No.
Oh, yeah. It's a big ass fucking Lincoln Tombstone, bro. Like,
what do you crank it up for?
Fucking dial. That's how you adjust the fucking heat.
Oh.
It's a stick welder. An OG Lincoln Tombstone is a big-ass fucking stick welder. Yes, sir. Let's do it.
I'll try it.
I certified on that. That's what I passed. That's what I passed my 6G test on.
Oh, no shit?
Yeah.
I need my glasses because...
Pure hate.
I looked down at Brian's and I thought it said, Dane, go get someone a dick.
A duck.
I thought it said dick, too.
Dane says, let's talk finance and mortgages.
Like, Jesus, Brian, calm down.
Dane, I'll have you know my credit score went up 2 points today, so. Joke's on you.
We're almost on your level.
Joke's on
we'll
you.
We'll start building Impalas next.
That's for his kid. That's not his.
It doesn't matter.
He set the yard on fire, and he has an HOA that's, like, super strict.
Did it? Yes. I didn't look. That's beautiful.
Oh, shit.
Good job, Dane.
Good job, Dane.
Good job.
I love you, buddy.
I'm on your side.
I still want to get roller shots of your Jeep one of these days. We'll get on the highway. Do you have
He's judging you. He's looking you up and down.
Nope.
Don't you dare look at your father that way.
Speaking of the kids, do you know I was so surprised how natural Taylor was, like, on the last live stream we did? Like, he was talking to, hey, guys, what's good? Like, is that how all kids are going to be now?
So
I feel like it.
I'm gonna give it to you like this.
Give it to me straight, Daddy.
I love Luke. Shorty Big Head 3.
Mike Banger.
This is Shorty Big Head 3.
That's 3. Okay. So.
What's up, Brandon?
I love Luke. Luke's my people. We had a conversation.
You fucking space cadet, that one.
We had a conversation at Home Depot. You remember that? It's okay. I won't go into it. We were like, he's special.
was that when I threatened to kill them both in the middle of Home Depot?
Yeah.
Okay.
There was a little bit. There was a little bit of that. But you were talking about...
When we went to get the wood. Yes.
Can I use the word?
Wood?
The word that you used. All right. Whatever. You were talking about him being maybe special. And I was like, bro, he's probably not special.
Because that was weird. Like, he might learn differently.
Yeah, like, sensory process. It's a...
Yes. Can I use the word?
I don't think that's the right word.
Can I talk about what we talked about? So you said he was on, like, a spectrum.
Yes.
And I was like, what the fuck is
that's
a spectrum?
That's like a whole...
And you were like...
Like, nonverbal...
Okay.
All the way to, like, learning
so
disability.
I said, what the fuck is spectrum? And you were like, normal, retarded. And I was like, God damn. That was...
Well, he said it in lamb chops. Yeah, he said it in lamb chops. Yeah.
Fuck. And then I looked at you and I was like, he's not retarded. You were like, maybe. And I started laughing and I was like, maybe he's an artist. Maybe he's more.
Yeah, there's
Carey.
Levels to.
Like I kind of got. I caught feelings about that shit. Yeah.
Well,
what
rock are you under that you didn't know the spectrum? So there
I'm
are
from South Louisiana.
But it's 2021.
Have you not seen the paperwork that I posted?
No,
on
so like back in like, the 70s, you either were or you weren't.
Yeah.
Now there's like
saying,
a whole in between.
It was like 93. Yes. And I posted my paperwork.
Oh, I read all of that,
yeah,
by the way. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I asked my mom.
Misdiagnosed.
So, like, if you have ADHD, Asperger's,
right,
Down syndrome.
And there was no
right,
mention of ADHD
right,
in his.
What I'm saying
thing.
Is that's why I caught feelings about that shit. I was like, yo, he's not retarded. He just.
But it doesn't have this stigma. No. It doesn't have this.
You know, whatever I was feeling.
It doesn't
at the
have
moment.
This stigma that it has. So, like, for Luke, he's very high functioning, but he does STEM. And so, for him, we need to do things like. Instead of just, he doesn't deal with
my
change
people,
very well.
You were sweating a minute ago. I'm sweating now. I'm like, don't talk about my boy like that.
No, but it's not a bad thing.
No,
it's just like how we then,
deal
like how
with
we can
how
be the
we,
best parents
yeah,
for him if
I,
that's
how we
the
communicate
case.
With him.
I get it. I get it. But what I'm trying to say from my point is that's why I reacted.
Oh, you
the
got
way
triggered
I did.
As fuck?
I was like, come on, man, we leaving. But we were only going to your car.
Right.
Like, I was like, fuck him. You're not retarding. I don't know. It was wild.
That was a very. Black and white way for me to explain that to you.
I can't remember.
You're making me look so bad right now.
We're talking about Taylor. We're talking about Taylor, and if it's going to be the new normal
Taylor,
that kids are like, hey,
Taylor
and
being
naturals.
Good talking to a bunch of people, even though it's just
the
three of us in here, there's nobody else
the
here.
The original point was the last podcast where he was on it.
And did really well talking to people that weren't
the
here.
The best thing ever was the missed puppy. Did you watch it?
Yes.
When Mrs. Foster was like, what do you do if you find a puppy?
Mrs. Foster was like, what do you do when you find a puppy
in
the woods?
I'm sorry. Puppies don't live in the woods. That's just the way it is.
Puppies don't live in the woods. I'm sorry. They just don't. That was it.
It was too much.
I was in the bathtub.
You know
what's
funny?
I was drinking beer, and I was like.
That right there is Taylor in a nutshell. That interaction right there.
Gina.
He legitimately believed that to his core, to where he would correct an adult. And I know him to where I say stupid shit, but he won't correct me. He'll come ask you if it's right or wrong. Like,
he just knows you're
I've
stupid.
Witnessed it. You know what I'm saying? But that one, he was like, I'm sorry. Puppies just don't live in the woods. But he apologized. I was like, God damn upbringing.
Gina says, I've watched. She has a daycare. I've watched a few kids on the spectrum. He might finish your Jeep faster than you. Yeah. They get hyper focused.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah.
So one thing
I've
that Luke
treated that way since I was 9.
No.
Like,
so Luke,
I was heavily medicated. Like they forced me to eat Ritalin 3 times a day to where I couldn't even participate in PE. Like I was a zombie.
Yeah.
He has really good daycare teachers too, though, that that take the time to understand him. So they know he just wants to sit in his chair. He doesn't want to sit on another spot on the carpet.
He wants his chair, his plate.
Mm-hmm.
His cup.
And if you don't have the normal stuff for him, so like he likes the red plate. Or at least to have a red utensil. Luke. Yeah, because he likes red.
Oh,
but
don't get me wrong. That homie special.
If he if he starts freaking out, that's when we'll present him with options. We're like, look, I have to clean it. Like, and we start talking to him.
Two? Three?
Three. He'll be four soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so.
He carry on a conversation with me.
Yeah, like we said.
Like, he talks a little funny, so sometimes I don't understand the words that
he's
saying.
Yeah,
but he has a point. Like
he definitely
TV show
has stuff
that he was
to say.
Watching with that weirdo in the train track.
So
what is that?
Blippi.
Yeah. So I didn't know that
so
was a
Luke
show.
So Luke likes to focus on people
Uncle
and their
I'm
emotions
and
their
I'm like,
reactions.
Yeah, Blippi, get it with the sticky. Like, I'm rapping. I didn't know he was talking about a fucking show.
Yeah.
As soon as I knew
so
that's
Luke,
what he was talking about, like, he had a point.
Luke
like,
will probably be an actor. I would not be surprised if Luke is an actor because he studies, like, TV shows and the characters and movies, and he likes to reenact and like and do that kind of thing, and he
that's
likes to watch it replay.
That's what I was telling him. When he said it, I was like, maybe he's just different from us. Like, maybe he's an artist. Maybe he draws pictures.
He just processes on a very different level. Yeah.
And that's why I said we think he may be on the spectrum. I didn't say.
Yeah. No.
He has blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I didn't diagnose him.
I get that. But what I'm saying.
How did that even come up in conversation?
I don't know. That was weird.
Oh, no. He was acting up. That's why.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why.
Yeah. And he was. He was running around in circles. He was waving his arms.
Yeah. And sometimes
we were loading the stairs.
I told you.
That's what we were getting, the stair boards.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, for the front step. That's right.
And he was wilding out. He was running in circles. And I, you know me, I'm just watching this shit. I'm like, yeah, dude, fuck yeah.
Punk
Anarchy.
Rock.
Anarchy is a motherfucker, dude. Go knock that dude over. Start a riot.
Well, that's
if
why you guys were in the
garage.
You were in the garage today, and they were just wilding out. And so I said, go upstairs, go get dressed. And then I sent him outside.
What's up, Anthony Ash? I would have no problem letting them.
I'm sorry. Anthony and Susan?
Yes. My friends.
Paramedics?
She just left that job.
Yes.
Okay. Well,
yes. She was.
You know, do you, boo. I just want you to know that I appreciate the messages while I was sick when we were doing the chemocast stuff. And they were like, yo, we deal with this shit and people don't handle it the way you handle it. Can I share these videos? I was like, fuck yeah.
Those are my people.
Make somebody smile. Anyway, I appreciate that. Thank you. Go back to what you were.
You were saying something.
You were saying.
I said I sent them outside because they were wilding.
So I was saying I would have no problem with them being in the front yard if people didn't do 40 miles an hour through the fucking neighborhood.
Unbelievable.
Would it piss you off if I taught your son how to weld better than you?
No. Oh, my God. If you taught him a skill that he could use for the rest of his life to make money?
I think he's got it.
Yes. Let's get him some gloves and a fucking hood.
Like he's an artist. You know what they call TIG people? The people that can, like, TIG weld pipe? They call them golden gloves.
Mm-hmm.
And it only comes from people like us that can't do it. So we make fun of them.
Set that dude up for fucking success.
Dude, those motherfuckers make, like, $4,000 a week. Yeah. Like, I mean, they're always
traveling. I got the kids... Ear protection so they can be with me in the garage
more.
Let's
be honest. He's half Puerto Rican, so he's going to knock somebody up by the time he's, 12,
so he's
going to
need a good job.
Yeah. So
I was in my late 20s when I had a kid.
Oh, yeah.
We're married.
I was in my late
20s. He wasn't a teenager, so.
You were only two. What? I was 17. What's that math?
Huh?
18, 19. You were 3 years older than me.
I was 27, 28.
Oh, you just said I was in my late 20s.
Late 20s.
Oh, 27.
Shut up, Grandpa. Oh, anyway.
She was a decade older than you when she had her first
Not
kid.
Me. I had my dick in everything in high school.
Yikes.
Including the Tabasco jar.
Sorry, Allie. I love
She's
you, baby.
She's not watching this. She's got better shit to do.
She started her own company.
Nice. Good for her. Good
I just
her.
Want you guys to know that. And she had a what kid, so now she's trying to do, like, baby stuff. And
okay.
I was like, fuck yeah. She's sharing the shit out of it. I felt horrible because you know how I flip through Facebook.
Yeah.
I see it. I see it. And then I never shared it.
And boo,
it dawned, it dawned on me yesterday. I was like, all right, we just finna pump this shit, I guess. Now, Norgabilly takes a backseat to Allie's company.
That's what being a father is.
I love her. That bitch is a savage, bro.
She is.
That bitch is a savage.
They were going at it that one day. All right, if we don't cut this off, it's going to go on indefinitely for the next 4 hours.
Yeah.
All right.
Does anyone else have anything to say?
I love your wife.
I love my wife, too.
She's beautiful.
And I love you.
She makes beautiful babies.
I do. Thank
and
you.
You're my best friend.
My best friend!
You're my best friend.
Anything for you?
Thanks for everyone for staying on, because this was all like
hour and
more
a half.
Than usual. More than usual all over the place.
Yeah, very much so. We talked about two Jeep things. So thank you guys so much. I love you so much. Stay tuned. We're doing a vlog for the next 2 days. Lamb Chop and I in the garage.
Did we explain the Dana 300 thing?
Yes. You weren't listening. Oh. because I tried to start the story 7 times and you kept interrupting me. All right, guys. Thank you, Dane. Love you. Have a great night, guys. And we are off air.